Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. How is your day going today? Welcome to the Buckmaster Show. It is Wednesday. It's the midweek edition. It's March the 6th, 2013. We are live each weekday, noon to 1, the home of the Buckmaster Show. It is AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice, also Southern Arizona's most powerful news talk station. We're streaming live at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com, and we make it very easy for you to hear this program on your schedule as we post to three different websites: my site, buckmastershow.com, tucsonsentinel.com, Tucson's online news service, and tucsoncitizen.com. That's owned by the Gannett Corporation. That is a community of bloggers, of which the Buckmaster Show is a prominent part. We also have links on the home pages of the Green Valley News and Sahorita Sun for our friends in Green Valley. That's gvnews.com. And then also we're on the homepage of blogforarizona.com, one of Southern Arizona's most popular blog sites. We get things rolling this Wednesday afternoon. We have a newsmaker interview with Tucson City Councilman Richard Fimbres. 30 minutes past the hour, nutrition reporter Jack Challum will join us. He'll be talking about supplements and omega-3. Then we close out the show with two very prominent volunteers who are really trying to get the word out about the Wildlife Rescue Center of Tucson. Those folks do such wonderful work in rehabilitating wild animals. If you have a question or comment, the Buckmaster Show live line is available for you right now. We have declared it officially open at 790-2040, 790-2040. Our lovely and talented producer, Rosemary Brandt, will take your call, do a little preliminary background, and then get you on the air with us. Well, the Tucson postmark on letters is no more as of last week. Outbound mail processing is now, believe it or not, going to Phoenix instead of here in Tucson at the Cherry Bell Stravenue Processing Facility. The change, the first phase of nationwide mail processing center consolidations, which will eventually result in the end of overnight mail delivery and nearly $2 billion in annual savings for the Postal Service. But it's hard to believe a city of an area of a million people, and as well known as Tucson, Arizona, really all over the world, people have lived in the area for 4,000 years, but now we have basically disappeared in the eyes of the Postal Service as far as a postmark. Joining us now on the Buckmaster Show live line, Tucson City Councilman Richard Fimbres. He is a Democrat representing Tucson's Ward 5. Councilman, how are you today?
Good morning, Bill. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm still upset about this mail processing thing. I know people tell me, oh, it's not a big deal. I still think it's a big deal. I mean, Tucson is basically no more in the eyes of the Postal Service when it comes to a Tucson, Arizona Postal Service.
Well, Bill, I am just as concerned about it as you are, and I know that there's a lot of citizens, not only in Tucson, but all of Southern Arizona, that are very concerned about this. I know that our Congressman Ron Barber and Congressman Grijalva are also very concerned about this issue and have been raising a lot of questions about this closure and the formula that they're trying to use. You know that Wisconsin, who has is not grown in population and is smaller than the state of Arizona, will have five processing centers compared to Tucson, Arizona, having one, which will be in Maricopa County. And that doesn't make sense, especially when Arizona is still one of the fastest growing states in the nation, and providing services are key. You know, we talk about the future of Tucson and Pima County and growing it, and what does that send the message out to small businesses and folks that want to relocate to Arizona, and especially to Tucson, if you don't have a processing center where the small businesses can get their product out quicker? Well, that's a challenge for us. I know that this office, my staff, along with the postal workers, labor groups, Congressman Grijalva, Congressman Barber, and many other elected officials are really still on top of this. Originally, they were going to close this last February 2012, but we bought some time. But I'm still puzzled because they say one thing and do another. And so we have asked the mayor, and we've asked that the postmaster come to a council meeting. We're going to host a study session 2 weeks from now and have him answer questions to mayor and council about what is really happening with the center.
You know, what you mentioned, touched on this with economic development even. What kind of message does this send? Here we're trying to attract new business to the area, to get this area moving again. And then the people that look into moving here figure out, oh, my goodness, we've got a product, and you mean it's going to have to go up to Phoenix before it goes out and take an extra day or two? I mean, it's crazy. It doesn't make sense.
I agree with you. There's about 25,000 small businesses in Southern Arizona, a sizable veterans population who receives their medications through the mail, as well as our retirement community. And this is a key to our economic vitality. And so it's troubling. There's a moving. They move about 3.2 million pieces of mail daily from an area with a population of 1.5 million, and it's slated for closure. It doesn't make sense. And like I said, Bill, they won't even tell us how they came to this conclusion or share with us their formula for downsizing the Postal Service.
Well, I'm glad you're staying on top of this issue. We're going to stay on top of it here on the Buckmaster Show. I think it's important, and keep at it. I'm glad you're working on that.
Well, we got lots. Like I said, our citizens are concerned. We have strong businessmen like Mr. George Khalil, who's been a key advocate and also with Khalil Bottling Company, working on this issue with us. So it's the community has come together to save this postal center.
Okay, let's move on to the budget. It looks like Tucson's going to have some red ink to deal with. The budget gap, according to the piece in the Arizona Daily Star, the gap is about $15 million. How do you assess the situation with the money picture?
Well, let me give you a little history. Bill, when I was sworn in on December 7th in 09, December 15th, they told us we had a $33.5 million budget deficit. 6 months later, we were dealing with a $44 million budget deficit. Last year, we were dealing with a $55 million budget deficit. This year, the preliminary told us it was going to be between $35 and $40 million. In actuality, it came down to $20 million. So right now, we're looking at a $15 million budget deficit. And we're still not out of the woods, but I think there's a light at the end of the tunnel. And I think that looking at the challenges we have, things are in a positive sense. The adopted budget is the one that the manager will submit for consideration and the council to vote upon. But sales tax is up $11.9 million, or 6%. Franchise fees and public utility taxes are up. And developmental service fees are up by $400,000. So we see a light at the end of the tunnel. Plus, our city staff did a real great job with the health insurance plan for the city, and it's going to save us about $1 million. So I know these are preliminary talks. The actual numbers will be flushed out, and we'll actually come to a budget in July 1. We'll approve it. But we have several talks on different areas of the budget, and last night was another discussion on this issue. So we have lots of challenges still, but I think that this mayor and council and our city staff have done a great job of writing the city and moving it forward. We didn't do a lot of things that other cities have done, where they slashed and laid off hundreds of police and firemen or shut parks and recreational facilities down. We've been able to work together on that. And I think this city council has been very innovative. Doug Martin and KVOI led the charge with us on opening and maintaining the pools in our city. With his help, And the private sector's help, we were able to open up six additional pools that normally would have been closed over the summer. So it's community coming together to deal with the issues that we have and the challenges we have.
Yeah, we are very lucky to have Mr. and Mrs. Martin, who run this radio station,
as
very, very active people in this community. And there are very few locally owned radio stations left in Arizona, and they do a great job, and very professional people, and they're to be congratulated. They really do care about this community.
I agree with you 100%. And not only them, but the Rotary, the Catalina Rotary, Jim Click Automotive, Pima Medical Institution, Royal Automotive Group, Nova Homes and Watson Chevrolet all came in last year. And I'll tell you, I had a meeting with Mr. Martin this week, and Doug is ready to kick off, and he you know, took the ball and ran with it, and he's ready to kick off, bring back the splash this year, along with our great mayor, Jonathan Rothschild.
All right. Coming up now on 12:15, we'll get into the whole issue about the streetcar after we take a break. 790-2040, 790-2040, the Buckmaster Show live line. If you have a question or comment for Councilman Richard Fimbrace, we would love to hear from you. But now we hear from the people who support the Buckmaster Show. And again, we ask that you support these people because they believe in what we do here, and we ask that you give them your support. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. You know the benefits of soft water, right? Softer laundry, softer skin, hair, and spot-free glasses. And once you have soft water, you can't live without it. But did you know a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy compared to a time clock water softener? Now that's efficient. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener really is the world's most efficient water softener. So put it to work in your home and start saving today. It virtually ends hard water spotting throughout your entire home, from your glasses to the shower doors. In fact, it makes all your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer too, like your dishwasher and washing machine, even your water heater. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener delivers real soft water and real savings. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cunada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
Hi, this is Ken Flower of Arizona Party Rental. It's time once again for the Tucson Festival of Books.
Hi, this is Bill Viner with the Tucson Festival of Books. This literary extravaganza is unlike any other. It is 10 acres of books, authors, exhibitors, food, fun, and entertainment, and it's all free. Arizona Party Rental is a great partner for the Tucson Festival of Books.
Hey, thanks a lot, Bill. We'll see you at the Tucson Festival of Books on the U of A campus March 9th through the 10th.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com. Every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Inside Pyramid Federal Credit Union, customer service is what we do. Outside, community service is who we are. Inside, we help generations achieve their financial goals. Outside, we help those in need. We reach out to our members. We reach out to our community. Because Pyramid Federal Credit Union is passionate about one thing: people. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
The nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Organization, Tucson Wildlife Center, is in the midst of a capital campaign to build Arizona's first state-of-the-art hospital for wildlife. The facility will help staff and volunteers care for nearly 1,000 raptors and mammals it receives each year at its Far East Side facility. To donate online, go to TucsonWildlife.com. For more information about wildlife rescue, visit the website or call 290-WILD.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you, completing more than 500 projects and creating more than 2,500 jobs since its inception in 2006. Projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson and Grant Road at Oracle. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. It's our midweek edition. It is Wednesday. Hey, we want a big shout out to a new sponsor that has joined us this month. We are so delighted to have Weston La Paloma joining the fine lineup of Buckmaster Show sponsors. They've got a huge renovation going up there at Weston La Paloma, and they're really proud of it. They want to show it off, and they want to let the community know about it. Check it out. All of our sponsors, our fine lineup, all listed on our page there on thebuckmastershow.com. We think we have the finest lineup of sponsors, really, of any radio show in Southern Arizona. On the Buckmaster Show live line is Richard Fimbres, Tucson City Councilman, representing Ward Number 5. Councilman, I want to talk a little bit about the streetcar. I guess the council, you and your colleagues, received some bad news last night about how expensive it will be to operate the streetcar. Is this right, this headline, four times than the earlier estimate?
Yeah, Bill, to put this in perspective, this is the first presentation about the streetcar budget for the upcoming fiscal year to Mayor and Council. I had asked about how the streetcar would potentially be a part of the fiscal year 14 budget, since the streetcars are going to be delayed until 2015, and had been told by city staff previously that the budget impact would be minimal, since the streetcar would not be ready and that would help in the long run for the project. The figures of hiring new employees and the contract for the management company were announced during the mayor and council presentation yesterday. Nothing is final in terms of the figures regarding outside contributions and the number of employees to be hired. The first car is due, I believe, in Tucson in July of 2013, nearly a year later than originally projected, with the last vehicle expected to arrive in April of 2014. We've asked Carlos De Leon, the TDOT deputy director, said that that he's informed the streetcar folks, the Oregon Iron Works, that he intends to charge liquidation damages if further delays occur. So, yes, the numbers are challenging, but I'm thinking the city staff are working on those numbers, and this is preliminary, and we're hoping to get those things down. And I know that we have several of our council people and the mayor are very vigilant on this and are making sure. And hiring people when you don't have a streetcar in place is a concern also. And the questions that we have is, if you don't have the streetcar in place, why are you going to be hiring staff? So that should help delay some of those costs.
I guess the mayor spoke out at the meeting last night. He just really couldn't believe these numbers. And to quote the mayor, he said, "I don't think there's any way that those numbers are that high." So hopefully you'll be able to get that down a little bit.
I agree with the mayor. You know, these are projections first, and we have further discussions. This is all preliminary stuff. Like I said, from last year's budget, we were talking about a $35 to $40 million. In actuality, it was a $20 million budget that we dealt with in 2013. 2014, we're looking at as high as $15 million. So those are the challenges we have. I know that the mayor and the council folks and our staff are really working, and the city manager are working on looking at other resources for this, working with the University of Arizona and Pima Community College to look at sharing ridership, which is going to be important.
Well, as far as laying the track, that continues to move right along, even though there's been some delays with the car. So the disruption seems to be a bit less. Is that a good way to characterize it?
There's so much construction going on in this city, and not only from the city, but also from PAG and RTA and stuff, that a lot of folks call us about the construction issues. But they're short-term, And down the road, we'll receive the fruits of the labor there. But I believe construction, our staff are really working diligently to get this done. Now we're getting some great weather that's going to help that.
Councilman, let's go now to the Buckmaster Show live line. Victor is with us, and he has a question about the Cherry Bell Mail Processing Center. Go ahead, Victor.
Well, it's not really a question. I work there, and I understand you're going to have a meeting with the postmaster. Unless you have a meeting with the Postmaster General Donahoe, you're probably not going to be spinning your wheels. And this all comes down to politics. Basically, if John McCain would tell Donahoe, "You can't close my plant," they wouldn't close it. Similarly, I think it's in Maine. Senator Collins, she said, "You can't close my plant. I have two plants, and you can't close either one." And she has 1.3 million people there, and their state's half the size of Arizona, and they're not going to close the plant because she said no. So, do you get anything there? We deliver in southern Arizona over 1.8 million people, and they still want to close us, so it's all politics.
I agree with you, Victor. Let's hear what Councilman Finbray says.
I agree with Victor. This is, like I said, they won't even tell us the funding formula or the formula that they chose to downsize in Arizona. And it is political, and I think that there's things that have to happen. I know that the Postal Service is one of the few that have to prepay retirement and benefits for people that haven't even hired yet. So those are things that we have to look at, and there's other things that won't let them compete with the FedExes and the UPSs. So those are things that we have to really look at. But I know that our elected officials are diligently working on this. I know there's a Senate Bill 316 and House Resolution 630 introduced by Representatives Daryl Issa and Senator Thomas Carper to look at Postal Service reform. So I understand what's going on, the hardship right now, but we're not laying off this thing. We're continuing it, and I'm hoping that once we have the postmaster come down here, then he could send that message to Mr. Donahoe and along with the board that oversees the Postal Service. And we're not done with fighting with this, Victor.
All right. We've got a couple of minutes left here with Councilman Finbrace. What about the international economic development and the tomato suspension agreement at the border? Is that going to have an impact?
It was. There's a new agreement regarding the tomato suspension, and which averted a potential trade war between us and Mexico. This is about a $1.5 billion industry and about 110,000 jobs in southern Arizona for tomatoes alone. So this is, I'm not saying it's a great agreement, but because it doesn't, one side or the other is not pleased with it, but to me it's a fair one because it's something that's keeping this growing and keeping the industry going. So that's important. Immigration reform, the city council a couple weeks ago passed a memorial in support of the federal government pushing the immigration reform to get something done this year. In regards to international economic development, we've been pushing for the city to hire somebody to work with TRIO, work with MTCVB, work with our staff to start stimulating more opportunities with Mexico. And they hired Juan Francisco Padres. He's the new City of Tucson International Economic Development Specialist, and he has lots of experience working on both sides of the border.
Well, perhaps we can get him on the program here.
I think it would be great to get him involved. I know that he's hit the floor running. He's talking to as many people as he can. I know Doug Martin has been working with folks down in Mexico also and doing some things there to stimulate it. You know, that's a billion-dollar tourism industry.
Oh, yeah.
Arizona needs that.
I agree.
Tucson is only 64 miles away from the border.
We are an international city. I like the direction the mayor is taking in relation to Mexico. Councilman, we're going to have to wrap it up here. You have announced you are standing for re-election, and we'll be talking with you in the future. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you very much. Richard Fimbres, Tucson City Councilman from Ward 5. He is a Democrat. He has announced his re-election, standing for re-election for another 4-year term. Coming up next, Jack Chalom joins us, 790-2040. Perhaps you have a question for Jack concerning nutrition. We've already got a question or two that have come in on our Facebook page, so Jack will be ready to answer all of your questions as we continue with the midweek edition of Buckmaster.
With SRN News, I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. By a vote of 267 to 151, the House has approved a short-term spending plan, or a continuing resolution. It keeps the government funded through September. The snowstorm that clobbered parts of the Midwest this week is now threatening the nation's capital. In preparation, schools, federal offices have all closed. Hundreds of flights have been canceled. Power is now out to about 100,000 homes and businesses. Senate Republicans have blocked the confirmation of a federal appeals court nominee, Caitlin Halligan, for the second time. Republicans say Halligan is too liberal to sit on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia. They cited her work on lawsuits against gun manufacturers. And the former Arizona congresswoman wounded in the 2011 Tucson shooting is back at the scene of the attack today to promote tougher gun laws. Gabrielle Giffords is urging support of expanded background checks for gun purchases. This is SRN News.
Hi, this is Ken Flower of Arizona Party Rental. It's time once again for the Tucson Festival of Books.
I'm Bruce Beach, one of the founders of the Tucson Festival of Books. The festival attracts over 100,000 people, 450 authors, and 250 exhibitors over a three-day period. We work with over 30 different vendors, and it's a pleasure working with Ken and the Arizona Party Rental team. They are one of the most professional group of people I've ever worked with.
Hey, thanks a lot, Bruce. We'll see you at the Tucson Festival of Books on the U of A campus, March 9th through the 10th.
If you love antiques like I do, I strongly suggest a visit to Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American Western art. They also have a fantastic selection of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell. Adobe House Antiques, 325-9439. That's 325-9439. As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media, or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soup, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Think credit unions don't have the locations or ATM networks that the big banks do? Think again. Pyramid Federal Credit Union offers fee-free ATM access at 120 ATMs in Southern Arizona and 60,000 ATMs throughout the country, plus free shared branch access at credit unions nationwide. And the convenience continues online with free bill pay and 24/7 online banking. So no matter where you are, you're just around the corner from Pyramid Federal Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Open your account today. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
Westin La Paloma, Tucson's iconic luxury resort and spa, is now better than ever with a $30 million resort rejuvenation that includes all guest rooms, public spaces, meeting rooms, upgraded golf and tennis, and soon a new pool area and enhanced fine dining. And the setting, well, it couldn't be better on 250 acres in the foothills of the Catalinas. Take a look at the rejuvenation at WestinLaPalomaResort.com.
Why should you fly out of TIA? Easy. Do the math. First, airfares are extremely competitive, so you won't spend more on your tickets. Second, you'll save at least 4 hours of your precious time, not to mention a bunch of money on gas. Third, covered parking right by the terminal is only $9 a day. And fourth, TIA offers daily nonstop service to many of your favorite destinations. So, what does it all add up to? Easy. Fly TIA. It's the way to go.
Karen, could you run to the supply closet for some trophy polish, please?
Do we have trophy polish?
Well, we better find out. See, I just called Cox Business to give our company faster internet and great phone service.
Oh, good.
They've got a J.D. Power and Associates Award, Karen, and they're going to be here any minute.
So you think they bring the award with them wherever they go?
Put it this way. If you were ranked highest in customer satisfaction, wouldn't you?
Maybe.
I just want to be prepared, Karen. I just want to be prepared.
Shine up your business with Cox Business. Ranked highest in customer satisfaction among data service providers for small and mid-sized businesses. Power your office in Phoenix with Cox Business and take advantage of our special offer. Bundle Cox Business internet and phone for only $95 per month. Switch to Cox Business today. It just makes sense. Visit coxbusiness.com for offer details. Offer valid until April 1st, 2013. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Other restrictions apply. For J.D. Power and Associates award information, go to jdpower.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. You know, the weather is just so beautiful lately. Wouldn't it be nice to take a 3.5-hour drive over to Silver City? Arts, hiking, birding, explore the ghost town of Mugione, and then, of course, Silver City's historic downtown. Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico, a proud sponsor of the Buckmaster Show. And there's so much to do and so many places to stay over there, including Spirit Canyon Lodge and Wilderness Lodge, Agave Ridge Retreat, Cottage of Whispering Canyon, on and on it goes. Certainly more than a dozen really fine places to stay in the area. Check out more about Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico at southwestnewmexico.org. Antioxidants, omega-3s, can help people with anxiety and depression. That is good news, and it is the lead story this month in the Nutrition Reporter newsletter published by Jack Chalom. Jack is the Buckmaster Show contributor on nutrition. He is based in Tucson. He's a personal nutrition coach. He is one of America's most trusted health writers, a member of the American Society for Nutrition, and he's a best-selling author. He has more than 20 books to his credit, including his latest titled No More Fatigue. Jack, how are you?
I'm doing great, Bill. Good to be back on the show.
Thank you very much. The lead story, omega-3s and antioxidants, might be able to help people that are suffering from anxiety and depression.
Yeah, these are a couple of really interesting studies. The first one focused on 40 people with depression, and the researchers compared them with 20 healthy subjects. And what they found was that the people with anxiety or depression had lower levels of vitamin A, vitamin C, and vitamin E. And when they were given supplements of these nutrients, their anxiety and depression eased up considerably. To my surprise, these would not be my first-line nutrients for anxiety and depression. But the second study really focuses on one of the nutrients I would recommend, which is DHA, which is one of the constituents of the omega-3 fish oils. And people with the highest intake of DHA were half as likely to have anxiety compared with people who had low levels.
Is DHA typically in a formula that people buy with the combination of the fish oils?
It is in all fish oil supplements. The amount will vary, so it's always important to look at the fine print.
You had a couple of in the Nutrition Reporter, the current issue, March, there was also something about people that take, well, actually IV treatment of fish oil reduces inflammation in patients after heart surgery. That was interesting.
This was a fascinating study, really kind of like where cardiology meets nutritional therapies. And what the doctors did was give infusions of emulsified fish oils before, during, and after heart surgery. And the benefit was reduction in triglycerides, which is a heart risk factor, and a smaller increase in a pro-inflammatory compound called interleukin-6. You really want to keep interleukin-6 levels low. So this was another positive effect, and I think the doctors were really on the cutting edge to use this in conjunction with surgery.
I also like this report you have on omega-3s might reduce Alzheimer's risk. You had just been talking about DHA levels, and this also, this study concerned DHA and, of course, EPA, which is part of the fish oil formula.
Yeah, and this just builds on a lot of existing research. And we've talked about this often. The fish oils are really one of the nutritional stars today. And their benefits extend from the heart to cancer reduction to Alzheimer's prevention. And in terms of Alzheimer's, half the brain is literally fat. This surprises a lot of people.
Wow.
And you really want to emphasize the good fats, not the junk fats, because the good fats are associated with the low risk of Alzheimer's, the bad fats with the higher risk.
Let's go now to our Facebook page, Buckmaster Show. We have a question from Jeff. Jeff wants to know, Jack, what about a product called Zeal, Z-E-A-L? It's a nutrition drink, according to Jeff, that boosts or said to boost, do all these great things, including, I guess, boost your energy.
Yeah, this is, you know, typical of a lot of multi-marketing multi-level marketing products. And these are kind of like legal pyramid sort of schemes. And my general feeling is you can do better price-wise without the big financial commitment by finding comparable products at health food stores.
And we have another question. The caller did not want to go on the air. Jack, what do you think about the new trend? People go out, they party, they have a good time. The next morning, they go in for an IV vitamin pack to cure the hangover.
Well, you know, this is a little bit like taking your vitamins after you go to McDonald's. You're better off trying to live a little more sensibly to begin with. I mean, you know, in an extreme situation, if you're not a real party animal and it's like New Year's Eve.
And you've done it maybe one time.
Yeah,
too many.
I'd say okay. But
went overboard.
Yeah, but don't abuse yourself thinking that either supplements or something like IV vitamin C is going to be the cure.
790-2040, 790-2040 for Jack Chalom, the Nutrition Reporter. I think you mentioned fast food. Researchers show a link between fast food and severe asthma. This is also contained in Jack's March issue of the Nutrition Reporter.
Yeah, this is a powerful study that looked at about 500,000 children and teenagers in 51 countries. So we're looking at a huge number of people. People who ate fast foods were more likely to have severe asthma. And in contrast, kids who ate fruit three or more times a week were far less likely to have asthma. To me, as a nutritionist, this is almost a no-brainer because you're eating a nutrient-deficient diet whenever you walk into a fast food restaurant. And you need nutrients to really keep yourself healthy, to keep your lungs and your bronchial tubes functioning normally.
And folks who are worried about breast cancer, there's also an issue, an article in your Nutrition Reporter about, what is this, carotenoids?
Carotenoids.
Carotenoids.
Yeah, these are antioxidants you find in vegetables. And this was a study of about 3,000 women, and they found that both lycopene specifically found in tomatoes and total carotenoids significantly reduced the risk of breast cancer. I think these were really a marker for fruit and vegetable intake rather than the nutrients per se. So focus on fruits and veggies in terms of prevention, less so on the supplements.
Where can people get a hold of the Nutrition Reporter?
NutritionReporter.com.
And you have all the issues available right there.
I've got a whole year's issue free for the download.
All right, there you go. Jack Chalom, the Nutrition Reporter, visits with us once a month on the Buckmaster Show. Jack, have a great month. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Bill.
All right. Coming up next, the Wildlife Rehabilitation Center, Tucson Wildlife Center. We'll be talking about that and what you can do to help these people out. That's next.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Finding the perfect Tucson rental home is now easy thanks to Tucson Rental Homes, which offer high-quality 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom luxury rental homes with private gated yards in a classic Santa Fe-style architecture. Designed, built, and managed by Tucson Rental Homes, prices start at just $750 a month. Check out our many homes now available at TucsonRentalHomes.com.
Biosphere 1 is the world we live in. Biosphere 2 is an amazing reflection of Biosphere 1, a UA Science Innovation Center transforming, not conforming. Making ideas happen, like the massive new mountain slopes of the LEO project, which is reinventing Biosphere 2 into a remarkable enterprise for 21st century discovery and imagination. The impossible is possible. Biosphere 2 embraces the complexity about the future of the planet, developing and testing sustainability strategies essential for a better life. Become part of this center that is becoming the incredible new UA Biosphere 2. See why Time Life Books named it one of the 50 must-see wonders of the world. The University of Arizona Biosphere 2, an inspiring adventure for visitors with guided behind-the-scene tours. Open daily, north of Tucson, America's Science City.
The Rugg Gallery is celebrating its 25th anniversary jubilee celebration with a colossal tent sale, offering up to 75% off at La Encantada Shopping Center at Campbell and Skyline in Tucson. With over 2,000 hand-woven imported rugs from around the globe, the Rugg Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. With an international reputation, the Rugg Gallery has graced the cover of Christie's magazine and is featured in many other high-end publications. Stop by and check out the Rugg Gallery with Arizona's largest in-stock inventory of fine, high-quality, hand-woven, imported rugs during the colossal tent sale with up to 75% off at Tucson's La Encantada Shopping Center in the foothills of the Catalinas. Or visit the Rugg Gallery online at ruggalleryaz.com/sale or call 571-RUGGS.
Since 2006, the RTA has completed more than 500 projects, including 180 miles of bikeways and more than 50 bus pullouts. Current projects include La Cañada from Ina to River and the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson. Please use caution and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars have created more than 2,500 road construction jobs and make travel around our region faster and safer. The RTA is delivering our promise to you.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show as we approach now 10 minutes before 1 on this midweek edition of Buckmaster. 790-2040, 790-2040 is our Buckmaster Show live line number. We've been talking over the past couple of weeks about the upcoming Tucson Festival of Books, going to be a huge event on the Tucson Mall Saturday and Sunday. Many, many exhibitors, including the Tucson Wildlife Center, an organization that we here on the Buckmaster Show support their work in wildlife rehabilitation. Joining me in studio now, Marcus DeLeon. Marcus is a motion picture screenwriter for HBO Films and other Hollywood studios, an independent director and producer, and a fellow at the University of Arizona's Hanson Film Institute. And he is a volunteer filmmaker at the nonprofit Tucson Wildlife Center. Marcus has a Master's of Fine Arts from UCLA Film School. Marcus, good to see you again.
Bill, great to see you. Thank you very much for having me here.
Well, we got together, Marcus. We met through the Tucson Wildlife Center. It's an organization that both of us support. How did you get involved with this wonderful organization that I think will become, perhaps, and I hope through the work you're doing with your films, really internationally recognized?
Well, thank you. I hope so, too. I, being a filmmaker, being a screenwriter in Los Angeles with a condo and family in Tucson, I decided one day to purchase a camera audio package and go make a feature documentary about a heavy metal band, and traveled with them all over the world, shooting in like 20 countries. And along the way, since I was suddenly a hands-on filmmaker for the first time since film school, a friend of mine asked me if I knew of any students at U of A who might be able to come out and do a promotional film about Tucson Wildlife Center. I said, it's a little late in the semester for them, but I will come out and check it out. I love animals, and I fell in love with the place, the mission, the people, the animals, and have been involved with them ever since.
At their function in January, I was fortunate enough to be there, and I saw the film that you put together, the promotional film, and it really is terrific. It gives a feel, especially the way you worked in the U of A students and how they have become so dedicated. Many of these students who want to go on to become veterinarians and in healthcare really have fallen in love with the center.
True, and it's been a lot of fun to involve not just the science students and the students in wildlife studies who have already been interning at the Wildlife Center, but also involving the athletic department and the School of Theater, Film, and Television, the College of Fine Arts. There have actually been several theater students, acting BFA students from U of A Theater who have been in some of my Wildlife Center films. and quite a few film students behind the scenes on those films.
Tell us what you've got planned at the Tucson Festival of Books, Marcus.
We have all kinds of things planned, Bill. We're really looking forward to it. Last year was our first booth. We learned a few lessons as to how to best optimize our 9 by 9 feet space at the Festival of Books.
Small space, but you're going to cram a lot into it.
We're going to cram a lot into it. It's going to be a place of action. We are going to have regular scheduled screenings of short films. These are films short enough, like 3-4 minutes. People can stand and watch. We will also have several visitors and friends of Tucson Wildlife Center be part of the booth, including singer-songwriter Amber Norgaard. When she finishes on the main stage on Sunday, Amber is going to come over to the booth and sign CDs and meet people. We will have the author and subject of the fabulous new book, Day of the Elephants, Ron Swager. And
we had him for a half an hour on this program. Mm-hmm. Ron and
Roland D.
Roland D. Were with us, and it was a very compelling half hour of radio. And I also saw the little trailer that you've put together about Day of the Elephants, and it's fabulous too. And the hope is the moment I put that book down, Marcus, I couldn't stop reading it. I read it all in just one sitting. I said, this has got to be a movie.
it's got a very cinematic feel to it.
Very compelling. Yeah. So that there'll be a little information about that. What else?
We will show that little film. We will show that it's a 3-minute film. We will show that. And Ron and Roland will come and visit the booth and sign some books. We will also have Otto, the great horned owl, and Kiki, a beautiful American kestrel falcon, will come to visit on Saturday and Sunday midday. And then we will have screenings, talks, and demos by our friends like the University of Arizona's Hansen Film Institute, which has the CineMexico Film Festival coming up later this month, Arizona Greyhound Racing, Pit and Proud, a great organization that teaches responsible pit bull ownership here in Tucson, and our friends at Tucson Botanical Gardens.
Tucson Wildlife Center, a lot going on out there. For folks who have not been to the center, perhaps you could explain where it is and what's been going on there lately. You've been involved with the raptor rehabilitation area.
Yes, exactly. I've been on several golden eagle releases around southern Arizona back into their natural habitat. That's always a spectacular thing to see and a difficult thing to film. But I have gotten lucky on a couple of occasions and actually caught their releases, them flying off into freedom. The Tucson Electric Power recently, in their part of their long partnership with Tucson Wildlife Center, constructed what will be the largest eagle flight enclosure in Arizona on the premises at Tucson Wildlife Center. That's going up and should be opening in July. And then the executor of an estate searched in 5 different states to carry out the decree of that estate and build a wildlife hospital. He looked at rehabbers all over the Southwest and chose Tucson Wildlife Center for the site of what will be the Sam Goldman Wildlife Hospital, Arizona's first dedicated state-of-the-art wildlife hospital.
Very excited about that hospital that's going to be built, and the Wildlife Center can always use support and donation from anyone here in Tucson or really around the world. The best way is just to go to the website, probably, right, Marcus? TucsonWildlife.com.
Go to TucsonWildlife.com. Come visit us in booth number 506 at the Tucson Festival of Books this weekend. We will be there all day Saturday and Sunday.
Can you give us where is 506? Do you roughly have kind of a location on the mall?
I came prepared with the exact coordinates.
Can you give me a GPS coordinate? Because it's going to be really, really busy out there. So if people, if they want to specifically find you and the other folks at the booth, what part of the mall are you going to be on?
Two great ways to find us. We will be on the eastern side of the mall toward Campbell. And one way is we're going to be on the northeast corner of Campbell and Cherry on the middle of the mall. And also we will be facing the Flandreau Planetarium.
Well, that'd be great. So it's going to be a, as Rose, my producer, just told me on the screen here, listen for the mountain lion roaring. There will not be a mountain lion from the center, but there will be wildlife at the exhibit.
We will be bringing some of our educational raptors to come and visit and say hello and familiarize everyone with Arizona's wildlife up close.
Marcus De Leon has been our guest. He is a motion picture screenwriter for HBO Films, another Hollywood Studios independent director and producer, a fellow at the UA Hansen's Film Institute, and he's a volunteer filmmaker at the nonprofit Tucson Wildlife Center. If you're interested in learning, and we hope you are, about the Tucson Wildlife Rehabilitation Center, we suggest you go to TucsonWildlife.com. They're in the midst of a big capital foundation drive to really build what will be the finest rehabilitation hospital, certainly in Arizona, the Southwest, and if not in the United States. And Marcus, I think there are great days ahead, and both of us are hoping so and believe so for the Tucson Wildlife Center.
Our wildlife depends on it. Thank you very much, Bill.
Thank you very much. Marcus DeLeon, our guest here on The Buckmaster Show. All of our guests in studio, guests on The Buckmaster Show, are provided with, and they're always glad to get them, the Culligan bottled water. Culligan offers the best drinking water and the largest variety of water treatment products and services available to your home or business. Culligan water, it simply tastes better. We're very excited about Michael Medved being here at KVOI to produce and air his nationally heard talk show. That will be from 1 to 3 tomorrow, Thursday and Friday, right here from the KVOI studios. He'll be doing his national talk show. That will be the Michael Medved Show, which, of course, always follows the Buckmaster Show from 1 to 3. We're back with you at 12:04 tomorrow on the Buckmaster Show, our Thursday edition. Coming up this afternoon, John C. Scott, 3 to 5. Then tomorrow morning, Wake Up Tucson with Chris and Joe. I hope you have a great afternoon. Talk to you tomorrow.
This is Michael Medved. Stay tuned for more Intelligent Talk on AM 1030 KVOI, Cortero, Tucson, The Voice.